Okay, you can start.
Shalom bracha and a guten erev Shabbos. An amazing thing in the middle of the day, bitzulei shel achonos for Shabbos, while we're all excited, preparing for Shabbos, very busy. We could take out some time to get together. Okay. Jesus, the tzaddikim, toiv lahem, toiv la'olam. When tzaddikim get together, it is good for them, and it is good for the entire world. Bezel l'rishoyim, toiv lahem, toiv la'olam. Separating rishoyim from one another is good for them and good for the world. And we are going through a very unusual time when everybody is in certain ways the pizer, we're separated from one another. That was made for the Rishoyim, it wasn't made for us. For us, it was made for us to find ways to get together and grow together. Kiddush l'tzadikim toiv lahem v'toiv la'olam. And that's what we're involved in right now, getting together, whether we're hearing it live or we're going to hear it later on. It's such a beautiful thing. This is what Hashem wants us to do. When Hashem sees how much we want to use our ability to get together in the right fashion, to grow together and do His will under all circumstances, and Yes Hashem, this is going to be the thing that's going to bring us out of this as soon as possible, Be'ezras Hashem. Kamavan, this week's parsha, Tazria Mitzoya, and the parsha of Mitzoya, which in some ways reminds us of our present state also. Each one has to be separated from one another. Many of the reasons of the punishment of Taras. Taras is not a sickness, it's a punishment to wake up a person that's been speaking Lashon Hara. He was not using his interaction with people in the right fashion. Well, it's also because of Gaza Saruach, a person was begaiter, so he was getting upset at people. All these different things are things that best misuse of our interactions with people, and that's why people have to be separated. Baruch Hashem, I think like us, we're trying our best always to use it as best as possible, but any change that Hashem makes for us, takes us out of our regular way of life, is for us to sit back and think, how could I make my kesher with one another, my kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even better? In Mitzvah, we have the different types of the teras. The Torah starts with the teras of the person, then teras of the begodim, of his clothing, and the teras of his house. These are discolorations, supernatural ones. We don't have them nowadays. We're not in the Madrega to have them. But when Christ was in the Madrega to get the message clearly, they had these things. And the Chazal say, and the Rambam brings it also, that these three levels are not just different three options how to get the teras. But the teras was given for the person to wake up and change his ways. And he says that initially the Mitzvah Lashon Hara, he had some sign on the roof, on the walls of his house to show him that there's something wrong over here. Him Chozeboy, he tore a bayis. If it was Chozeboy, so eventually he'll be retired in his house. In all of the Rishoy, if he remains in his ways, he didn't change his ways, he didn't get the simon. Hashem is changing something in your house. Maybe there's something wrong. He didn't get the message. Then in the Hanami, eventually Hashem gives him the tziras of the begodim that he has, the clothing that he has, the leather garments that he has. And not only the garments that he's wearing, the ones that he sits and sleeps on, says the Rambam, the begedar, including the couches that are made out of leather. Nowadays we don't have the problem. Most of them are synthetic, but some of us still have the leather ones. This is another message. He doesn't get that message. Then he loses these garments and these things that have to get burnt, the couches and the garments, and then he gets the tzaras on his body himself. So Hashem always starts from something further away from the person, eventually brings it closer to the person himself, hoping, you know, Hashem is hoping that he gets the message when the sin is not mamashan himself. And that's the way it is, and that's what it's all about. Yeah. That's what the Medrash says. Rambam brings it. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, in the Torah, when it's talking about the terrace of the house, it says, Kisavoy al Eretz Kanan, Shani Noisim Lachem Lachuzo. Then when you come to Eretz Kanan, that's what I'm going to give you for a place to inhabit. I'm going to give you this Negev Teras. And Rashi says that the Lashon of the Pesukim, Negev Teras, is like a Lashon of a Maton. I'm going to give you a gift of Negev Teras in your houses. And Rashi brings a Medrash that says there was something good about it, that the Emoroyim, the Goyim that lived there before the Jews came, they buried things underneath their houses, or they buried them in the walls of the houses, and when they got this nega, and the house had to be destroyed, they would find these treasures underneath the house. So it's a little bit interesting, because the two Ma'amar Chazal seem to be a little contradictory. One place it sounds like Taras comes because we're doing bad, and we're supposed to get the message and be placed in the tshuva, and the other place, it seems to be saying that there's something good about it. A person can find a treasure when he has a teras. And one idea that one can say over here is, some want to say that there was a special teras when they came into Eretz Yisrael, which was different from all the teras. That was special for finding these treasures. It's very unclear if that's what the Chazal mean to say. But what we see over here is that the etzem, every situation that is hard, the person gets a tzaraas, or the tzaraas habayis, the first thing he has to do is has to leave his house. And if he leaves his house, eventually there could be a situation that he even has to lose the entire house. The house has to be broken down. So if he just looks at it as menogam sha'olim, oh, I had bad mazel, or he doesn't want to relate to what Hashem wants from him, he loses his house, and he goes from one stage to the next and loses more and more and more. But if a person wakes up and I have this uncomfortable situation, but even if I got to the point that I lost my house, but okay, there's still time for me to wake up. If I wake up at that point in time and my house got knocked down, then Hashem is going to make it in a way that it's going to be knocked down in a way that will find the treasure. Because Hashem always wants us to have what's best for us and what's good for us and what's pleasant for us. And if we have something unpleasant, it's just a way for Hashem to bring us something more pleasant. Whether the more pleasant thing is our own tshuva, which itself is the greatest thing we can get, because by tshuva we're back in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world we were created for, in the world of Olam Haba, or even in this world. If we get the message, and once again, the house has been knocked down, we can be all upset, what's Hashem doing to me? This is too much, I wasn't that bad. If that's the way a person relates to it, then Nechanami, the rubble will cover up his house, he won't find the treasure. But if at the point of time that looks the worst, the house was, not only did I get this teras, and maybe I feel I wasn't that bad, but I had my whole house knocked down, and I could continue feeling that. People go through their lives always justifying everything they do, whether it's right or wrong. And that is a revolver calls it a Gan Eden Shel Shoytim. A person lives his whole life as in the foolish Gan Eden, thinking that, I'm all right, everybody's like that, it's the Seder. Here, And if he lives a life like that, when something happens not exactly the way he wants it, he just gets upset. But here, Chazal telling us, this person did something wrong, and he didn't initially chop himself. When he got the teras in his house, he didn't chop himself right away, because so they wanted to knock down his house. But after they knocked down his house, instead of getting even more upset and saying, oh, Hashem is chas v'shalom so bad to me, this person woke up and realized, no, if Hashem did this to me, it must be what I did is worse than I think, and it's now time to be chayzi v'tshuva. When he reaches that point of tshuva, then Hashem opens up his eyes to see that keep on moving away a little bit more rubble, and you'll see there's a tremendous treasure underneath over there. And this is what we have to look at every second of our life, and especially now. There are a lot of uncomfortable things that are going on. We are very limited where we can go. The family's constantly together, and one on top of the other. Shopping, everything is complicated, even medical things. To go to a hospital is complicated. People try to avoid it. There's so many things. The financial state of individuals and of the world is very unclear, and many people have lost that tremendous amount. And we could just say, you know, I'm always trying so hard. What does Hashem want from me? I'm so good. And if we do like that, then we miss the point. I have an aunt should be healthy. She's living in Yerushalayim. My father, the friend of Rachel's older sister, she's 90 years old, can I know her? And she told me before the Leila Seder that this is the first time since the Holocaust. She went through the Holocaust. She's a survivor. That she was by herself. She'll have to be by herself on the Leila Seder. And then I called her up after the Leila Seder, and she told me, you know, it was beautiful. I focused on what I did have. I had a place to live in, a house, a roof over my head. I had food, I had clothing, and I made the best of it. And I sang this midrash, and I said the manishtana, I said the market, and it was a beautiful thing. That was such a kiddush Hashem. And the truth is, everybody within the Arkehil that I spoke to told me the same idea, what they went through. And that's what we have to remind ourselves. Yes, there are hardships. There are things that we prefer they don't happen. But they're there for a specific reason, because Hashem wants to give us that treasure. And now's the time, instead of focusing on what we don't have and how uncomfortable it is for us, to look at the message from Hashem. This is supernatural what's happening now. It's not Menhogah Shel Olam. It's not the way the world works normally. Every day, some new thing, new piece of information comes out which startles us and startles the world, whether it be the nature of the machlo or the economics of the world. You know, I was asking people if they have a storage place for gasoline. You could get it to, they're paying you to take it away. First time in history such a thing. Yeah, if it wouldn't rule the world with the new base medrash, maybe we just fill it up with the gasoline and make a lot of money. But chas v'shalom, that's not what Hashem wants us to do. That's a good joke. That's not what Hashem wants us to do. What Hashem wants to do is, enochanami, realize we have hardships. The situation is not poshut. Humanity and is in a very, very precarious state. And we personally in a precarious state. And the future, we don't know. We don't know even opening up things, whether it's good for us or bad for us. But we have to know one thing. The only thing that's clearly good for us is going in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, using this as of realizing that Hashem did this to me. I have to check over my behavior a little bit more, check over my midas. Am I really, really being sensitive to those around me, especially my personal family, more now much more with the personal family, the way I should? Am I getting angry? I'm getting upset, or am I not getting angry? I'm getting upset. If I am even a little bit, that shows a lack of recognition of Hashem's Hashkafa upon myself, or it shows that I have some guidance which I shouldn't be having. So I can work on that. If my tefillah is hard to concentrate when I'm davening, a little bit more effort into it to realize that's what Hashem wants. It changes after the minhag olam. This is a time wherever we're davening, whether we're davening in a home, we're davening in a matzah, we're davening in a. We're not davening in the shul. It's not a place that's conducive. I told some bachurim yesterday, when a person goes to the place of the Maharavi, he always has tremendous kavanah. It's the worst place. It's an open area, so many distractions. But we know it's a mokum kodesh. We take advantage of it. You should know that every place you daven now is a mokum kodesh. When there's a shas zam, when there's time of gzeiros on the world, Hashem, it's an echad, externally is showing the zam, but internally is showing, this is such an eis ratzon, take advantage of it, I'm waiting. Every tefillah you say now, even if it's a weaker tefillah than usual, is more, a million times more powerful than the usual one. So Mir Hashem will take this lesson. Yes, there are times from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a certain bedidus. We're separated from one another. But we're not going to remain with that. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us, Adar Rabba, to recognize how close we are with Him, how close we are with one another. Continue what we're doing ourselves and encourage our children. The news line is starting now. It's going to be hard for them also. We'll encourage each one of them, the boys, the girls, and encourage ourselves to take advantage of what we can't take advantage of in the shiur, in the phone calls to one another, the chasodim we could do, the tefillahs, like we said. And if we do that, then we're going to be like that person that, yes, it isn't easy, it's hard, and the future is frightful, but I'm with you, Hashem. And if I'm with you, Hashem, then Hashem reveals the tremendous treasure which amidst Hashem will all be zeichah to the greatest treasure of them all, of us all coming back together. I'm the Vodu Yishkoin, us alone. But the Afro was only with the Shechina HaGadosha, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Meir V'Yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
Amen, Yesh Koach. Have a wonderful Shabbos too, and a good Chodesh.
Sure.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Chodesh to everybody. Yeah, we should all be healthy and see each other live.
Good Shabbos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good Shabbos to all.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.